Talking Life, and this is the first, okay? This is our week of GLOW at our church. And for those who don't know, GLOW is our biggest youth event that we do every year. It's a big blacklight worship event. We turn a big part of our building into black lights, laser lights, and we have a really good time doing it. But just the last several weeks, it's been so busy, like it is for most people in the world, and I have to make times to record a podcast. So if you listen in the background, you might hear vehicles and all that stuff. It's because I'm doing this podcast as I drive. So hopefully this works okay. But hopefully you guys are having a good week this week. And I know we didn't record one last week, but that's just the way it is. So as I told you a second ago, we have GLOW this week, and we have about, I think four or five or six churches are going to be here tonight. We might have 150, 200 teenagers, not tonight, we're 150, 200 teenagers on Friday. And I had a speaker that was supposed to be here, without going into the details, that fell through. And then we had another speaker that was trying to get lined up, and that fell through. So I'm going to be the one speaking on Friday, and this is kind of very last minute thing. So I'm here driving to Indy, and I'll be coming to Indy a lot the next few weeks because of different doctor's appointments and so forth. And so I'm by myself. I'm trying to come up with the message as I'm driving and so forth. And I'll be completely honest. I'm very, 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 very excited about speaking at GLOW. And I mean, one reason is it's just because that's what I do for a living, and I love speaking. But I'm anxious because I know the teenagers will be energized and they'll be excited on Friday. I'll be excited and I'll be energized because it's the biggest event, my favorite event of the year. And so while I was driving, while I was pretty much literally preaching out loud in the car, I just got thinking about people when it comes to their passion and their energy for Jesus Christ. You know, if there's one thing, if there's a lot of things that people, that we could all do better in, but I look at Christians today, whether it's when we're speaking, whether it's when just everyday life, I look in the eyes of Christians, I look in the eyes of families, and I wonder, and I look in their eyes, I'm thinking, man, where's the passion? Where's the energy? Where's the excitement? I mean, as excited as I am for GLOW this Friday, as excited as I am to speak, as excited as I am to teach, why can't I keep this energy and excitement all the time? And I think, you know, sometimes, and I look at myself and I look at other adults, and I look at teenagers. Oh, there's days when there's excitement. There's days when there's that passion and so forth. But I would say more often than not, the majority of Christians that I'm around, counting myself, man, it's like, man, you would think being a child of God and being a Christian, we would have a little more bounce in our step, but there would be a little more joy. There'd be a little more excitement. You know, we came through Easter. I'm recording this on a Wednesday, the Wednesday after Easter. And Easter and youth camp have something in common, believe it or not. In Easter, people are, I mean, that's Jesus Day, man. I mean, everybody, I mean, we celebrate our resurrected Savior. We celebrate our resurrected King. I mean, this past Sunday, man, it was a perfect weather day here in northern Indiana. I mean, there was just excitement in the church. When you go to teen camp, man, teens, man, at the end of the week, most teens, a lot of the teens, they're excited about their Savior. They're excited about their Lord. And they're just excited to serve Him. And here's where Easter and camp have another thing in common. There's all the excitement. There's all the excitement. There's all the buzz. And then we just have to wait and see what happens a week later. Or all the visitors that were here this past Easter, will they be here the following Sunday? The following Sunday, will that excitement still be there among our people in the congregation? When we go to teen camp and stuff, that excitement these teenagers had to serve the Lord, will that be there a week later? For us as Christian families today, I want us all to take a look at our families and see, is there the passion, the excitement, the joy to serve and live, to serve and live for the Lord? Do I have that excitement like I need to every day? No. Does my family? I would say no. Can we? I think the honest truth is I think we can live with excitement every day. I mean, at least, let me compromise. I would say we can live more excited, live with more passion, better than we do. Oh, we have. I mean, there are days where it's hard to be overly excited, especially if there's a death or somebody's going through a serious illness or somebody's spiritually struggling and our heart breaks for them. I think those days are harder than others, no question. But guys, we have, I mean, as children of God, I mean, we've experienced grace, mercy, and the love of Jesus Christ. I'll look out into our congregation sometimes when I speak and I'm thinking, man, is the Christian life, is serving the Lord really that bad? I hear worship leaders say this fairly often. They'll lead the congregation to worship and they just stand in there with no passion and energy, won't even move their lips to give praise to God. A challenge for us as parents, is look at our own lives. We have, I think every parent, I think who listens to this has that desire for our kids to grow up and be excited about serving the Lord. But when they look at us, when they see us, do they see that passion? Do they see that joy? Do they see that excitement to serve Him? I know, I've working with the hundreds and hundreds, if not into the thousands of teenagers I've worked with since 2002. I see some teens, man, they go through youth group and there's just not one bit of excitement, not one bit of passion to serve Him. And then I'll look at the parents and I'll see the same thing. I'll think, well, that explains that. But there's the other side of the coin where I'll see parents that have new joy, no excitement. And I'll look at the teenagers and, man, they're excited. They have passion. And thank God for that. But I think for our kids to have a fighting chance of finding joy in serving the Lord, they must look at us as parents or grandparents and see the excitement and the passion in our lives. I want my kids, yes, to serve the Lord. I want my kids to go to church. I want my kids to do all those things. But I want them to do it with passion and with excitement, with joy. And I believe it can be done. Serve the Lord with gladness, come into His courts with thanksgiving. That's what the Christian life is. The Christian life was not meant to be lived with a frown on our face. It was not meant to be lived with continuous sorrow. It was not meant to live with negativity on a daily basis. Guys, we serve, we just got done with Easter a few days ago. We serve a risen Savior. As a Christian, we have an eternity with Him in our future. GLOWS this Friday. And for those who don't know what GLOW stands for, it stands for Go Light Our World. We have a light that's in us. We have Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, who's in our lives as Christian, that's a light that we need to be shining for the world to see. Our teenagers, our kids need to shine that light into their schools. We need to shine that light in our neighborhood. We need to go out and go light our world. If we have a negative attitude, if we live a Christian life of sorrow, if we live a Christian life of just negativity, then I guarantee you we're not lighting our world the way Jesus Christ wants to go light our world. If we're going to light our world, then we've got to get our attitude right. We've got to get our spirit right. We've got to get the excitement and the passion that we need and that we should have, that and what Christ desires for us. Hey, Christ doesn't want us to live our lives just down and depressed. And we know depression is a huge problem. Anxiety is a huge problem, not just for non-Christians, but for Christians as well. I mean, again, I'm just one of millions who suffers with depression and anxiety. But the things that help me, I mean, I've taken medication for anxiety, I've taken medication for depression, but the greatest medicine that's ever helped me in my anxiety and my depression is having a good old dose of Jesus Christ, is having a good old dose of a wake up from Jesus Christ, is having a good old dose of His Word that wakes me up and lifts up my spirit. Because God has been gracious, God has been merciful, God has been loving to us. I see people who go through pain. I see people go through heartache that don't know the Lord. And I'm thinking, how in the world do you get through this? And in reality, they're not getting through it that the way they could get through it. I see people who go through heartache, who go through the death of a loved one. And I see sadness, but I also see in their eyes hope. And I also see joy when they have a loved one pass on, because one day they know they will see them again. We have Jesus. The world does. For the unsaved world, they don't have Jesus. I get their depression. I get their sorrow. I get their anxiety. But we as Christians, I believe there's such thing as depression, as an anxiety that a Christian could go through. But we can overcome that. We can defeat that. And that should give us joy today, because we have Jesus Christ in our life.